Well, I pulled the trigger and signed up for the Great Virtual Race Across Tennessee again. Last year I got out of the hospital and did it, so why not do it again this summer? A little bit worried that I'm going to try and do a triple crossing, which is 3,000 kilometers, which would be 15 miles a day, and so I hopefully won't get wrapped up into that. Double crossing is just fine, which is the Rat Race Across Tennessee and then the Bat back across Tennessee. And triple crossing is called the Cat, but don't even think about that. Don't do that. Don't do it. So hopefully I won't. Speaking of my workouts, well, Training Peaks, definitely taking it easy this week. So I must have, in the back of my mind, knew I was going to sign up for it. And of course, a week ago, I was in Vegas. Pretty rough weekend, driving all that way and hanging out and staying up all night. Took me a while to recover, obviously. So glad I'm not there. But today we had Vegas-like temperatures. It was in the high 90s and it's getting warm. Definitely felt beat up and tired. You can kind of see that. This morning I went out and did a 70-minute workout. Got in about 4 miles, 17:48 pace, still pretty slow. And then this evening was really slow. I just kind of went over and walked, got myself some dinner, and walked home. Just a few miles, that's for sure. So it looks like about 7 miles, so about 3 miles short of my goal. When you're walking, 10 miles does take 3 or 4 hours a day. So the Great Race Across Tennessee will definitely be an adventure. Hopefully it'll get me back into shape and mindset, and maybe I'll have a good fall race. I do have a 48-hour race with my buddy Craig Simmons puts on, Ride to Walk up there in the Northern California area, so maybe this will get me into that mode. Of course, at the end of this month, I've got a half marathon and then a 12-hour race, though who knows how I'll do in the 12-hour race. So going over to the old Fitbit, my steps haven't been over 20,000 this week, where I was crushing it past few weeks. So definitely, my mind might not have thought I was doing the virtual race, but my body definitely said, hey, take it easy this week. Of course, like I said, I am recovering from my Vegas trip. Resting heart rate's still kind of elevated. Just wish I could get it back down there to that lowness it used to be. You know, you look at it here and, you know, back last year, wow. You can see when I went to the hospital, check that out, 78 was the resting heart rate. Then it went down to below 50 for a while, and it's been kind of bouncing up and down, so I want to get it back. So today in the workouts, nothing too big. Just real hard to push your heart when you're on walking only, but I just can't run anymore. I don't know if it's the medication and the heart failure or being 58 years old. And then, of course, this week, today, I've just been sleeping like crazy. Yesterday, I had an 87 score. Today, I had 84. So I'm really happy with that. In fact, the night before, I did 620 total straight sleep. Last night, I was in that poker tournament till midnight. Fell asleep for 5 hours, but then I took two naps this afternoon that my Fitbit actually recorded, an hour and 9 minutes, and then an hour and 20 minutes. It was really hot by the time I headed out the door. So high 90s, got to get used to it again. So that's the way it works. And then, of course, you know, look at the exercise, just two walks. Definitely yellow is where I'm least moving a little bit. Fat burning below zone is way too much, but that's the way it is. And then drinking, definitely not been getting in the water. Got a pound more of it. So got to work on that. Trying to do half my body weight. Well, not half my body weight. 96 ounces is the goal. So today was kind of some poker. I just cashed in a tournament this afternoon. Cashed last night. So I am building up that bankroll, which is pretty exciting. So that's about it for today. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.